Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And today we're continuing our talk of awesome CG movies, CG animated movies, I should say. So this week we're talking about Meet the Robinsons, a Walt Disney Pictures animated feature film released way back in 2007. The 47th Disney animated feature film to be produced, obviously, or released at least. So this is based on a book called A Day with Wilbur Robinson, which I've never read. I did a little bit of a researchy on it. The book is a book released in 1990 as a children's picture book. Basic story of it is a young boy, a 12-year-old boy named Lewis, becomes friends with Wilbur Robinson, who brings him over to his house, and when they're over there, he joins in an adventure to find Grandpa Robinson's missing false teeth. And then throughout the story, he meets the different relatives throughout the house, and they're all kind of wacky and crazy. The movie, on the other hand, does this, but only in the second act of the movie. The rest of it is completely and utterly just made up for this movie, and the premise of the book and the premise of the movie are definitely drastically different. So what I mean by that is the book is literally just two best friends go over to one best friend's house, he meets all his crazy family, and that's it. This has a much darker tone to it. It starts off with Lewis, an aspiring 12-year-old inventor who is an orphan, and he is then greeted by another young man during a science fair project where he's warned to watch out for the man wearing a bowler hat. Okay? So far, no real similarities other than the fact that his name is Lewis and he's a 12-year-old boy. The other young man he meets is Wilbur Robinson. Wilbur then tells him that he's from the future, and if they don't stop the man in the bowler hat, then he's going to destroy the future. And I'm just going to spoil this for you. Turns out that the Robinsons are Lewis's future family, and Wilbur is his future son. And Wilbur accidentally left the garage door open where the bowler hat man then snuck in and stole the prototype time machine that basically his father, Lewis, invented. So their whole adventure is basically going back to try to stop the bowler hat man from, you know, doing it. The whole thing is predicated on Lewis having successful science fair project go well, and then from there he gets adopted and his life prospers from there. If that ever happens, then the bowler hat man wins and bad things go down. So the whole thing is basically Lewis goes with Wilbur into the future where they need to fix the time machine before his dad gets back. And of course, Lewis doesn't know any of this yet. He still thinks that Wilbur is just from the future and that he knows what Lewis's future's like. And so he is told to stay in the garage. He doesn't. He ends up meeting all the family. They go after a search for Grandpa's false teeth, which is a little bit of it, but the rest of it is just Wilbur trying to hide Lewis from everybody. And so on and so forth. And then the bowler hat man steals the invention, goes to turn in for himself. They have to go back and stop this, and they do. So spoiler there. And it's just a fun, good time. And you get to find out that one of the judges of the science fair, her and her husband were looking to adopt somebody. They end up adopting Lewis. Their last name is Robinson, and you end up realizing that Grandpa Robinson is the husband of the science fair judge. And once you see him, you realize, you know, it all falls into line. But then they bring him to the house, what ends up being the Robinson's house in the future he was already at, and he gets to be in his lab and sees the stuff, and you see him start to create stuff and so on and so forth, and then, you know, future works out. So cast-wise, a young gentleman named Jordan Fry, who does the voice of Lewis, hasn't done a whole lot, still sort of active. The biggest thing you'd probably know him from, he was Mike TV in the live-action Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp, directed by Tim Burton. And then from there, he's done a bunch of other stuff, not a whole lot. Tom Selleck actually voices the adult version of Lewis. Wesley Singerman is the voice of Wilbur Robinson. He has done nothing of note with his life. Let's see, you have Steve Anderson, who's the director, and one of the many screenplay writers. He does a voice of Bowler Hat Guy. He also does the voice of Grandpa Bud and Cousin Tallulah. And Steven, besides being the director of this and one of the screenwriters and a voice actor in it, he's worked for Disney since Tarzan in 1999. He's worked on Emperor's New Groove, Brother Bear, obviously Meet the Robinsons, Bolt, G-Force, Tangled, Winnie the Pooh, which he co-directed. He was an additional story artist and voice of Kai in Frozen. He was creative lead on Big Hero 6, which I'll talk about next week. He was also a story artist and creative lead on Zootopia. He did the short Sugar. He wrote and directed it, which I believe is the short that was in front of Zootopia. He was the voice of Kai again in Olaf's Frozen Adventure. And he has an upcoming Disney animated movie that doesn't have a title yet. But that's him. Let's see who else. You have Nicole Sullivan of Mad TV fame as Franny Robinson, Jesse Flower, voiced young Franny. Angela Bassett is Mildred, who is the operator of the orphanage that Lewis grows up in. Adam West is Uncle Art, who is a superhero delivery boy, delivery man, I think is what you really want to say. Laurie Metcalf of Roseanne fame, and currently I want to say she is the mother in Sheldon, the spinoff from Big Bang Theory. Also in Connors, I believe she's in that still too. She plays Lucille. You have Ethan Sandler, who does the voice for Doris, Uncle Fritz, and Aunt Petunia. That'll make more sense if you saw it. Spike and Dimitri, Cousin Laszlo, and he's also the voice of the CEO of InventCo. You have Harlan Williams voices Carl, which I mentioned last week because he was also in Robots. Dan Hall, who also was one of the screenwriters on this and worked on Big Hero 6 along with Steve Anderson. He voices the gym coach. You have Tom Kenny as Mr. Willenstein, and then a bunch of other people who I don't really know, but those are the main ones. The cool thing about this movie, besides that it's just really fun and it's a fun little story, the animation's really good. This is 12 years ago, so this was a while ago. The weird thing about this movie is it has really good animation, except for the character models are a little bit rough. Like, they're a bit wonky. They don't really have that smooth, realistic look to them. Like, like if you look at Tangled or if you look at Frozen, obviously those are years in the future, 10 plus years in the future. When you look at the world they have, the environments they're in, everything is really good. The T-Rex that's in it is really good. They're all stylized. The hair is really good on all of them, but the skin and the movement of the mouth and the eyes looks very... It's more cartoony than it is realistic, and obviously they probably went for that, but it does... It's the only really bizarrely animated portion of it. The rest of it's spectacular animation. Great glass physics, great water physics. There's really good reflections on certain objects and diffusion of light on other objects with weather, and especially the rain. It looks really good. Like the fact that it starts to rain and the ground starts to get wet, you can see that. It's kind of crazy, but it's just the bendy arms of the characters, and they're very characterized. They're very not fully, you know, anatomically correct. Heads are overly sized on some of them, very narrow bodies on some of them, things like that. But it's just the animation of the movement of them. It's very very odd. It's one of those things where it's doesn't take away from the movie. I just noticed it after I haven't watched this movie in a while, but it's one of the first things you notice is the animation is not as clean for the humans as it is on some of the other movies that they've made. But everything else is really good. And it's real fun. It's got a Matchbox 20 song, I think, in it, or the maybe Rob Thomas. It's Rob Thomas. Little Wonders is the song he sings. Pretty good soundtrack, by the way. Overall, the animation is, like I said, it's early, but it's still really good. It's leaps and bounds over most at the time, but still nothing like it was for Pixar, because Pixar was kind of the gold standard for CG animated movies. But in their own right, it's still really good. And the design of everything is pretty cool too. So when you go to the future, there's much similar to what they did with robots. They did that was done in robots. There's a stark difference between the present, the past, the present, and the future. The past is seen through like a filter that makes it look monochrome, very dingy. It's during a storm, so it kind of helps. The present has very rigid buildings made of brick, very industrious looking. And then when they go to the future, everything's really bright and colorful, and everything. People are traveling by bubbles, and there's flying cars and all these different things. An octopus butler, for example. So there's all these big drastic differences, but the animation on all three of them are fantastic. For example, when Wilbur takes Lewis back to the one time he thinks will change his life, which is what his whole project is based on for a science fair, is to basically remember what his mother looked like. They go back, and when they land, it starts to rain, and you can see the water running off the curved bubble of the glass that is the time machine. And it's really cool to see the water run, splashing off of it. It's really cool. And then when Lewis runs out in the rain, you can actually see his clothes get wet and his hair gets damp and things like that. It's very interesting how well it was animated for being 12 years ago. Pretty spectacularly done too. Wasn't a big hit for the time. It barely made its budget back, which means we probably didn't really need a sequel, but if it would have done double or so, it would have probably got a sequel for sure. It was a really good movie. What else? What else? I think that's really it for that. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, that was it. I'm trying to remember what else I had talked about, but I didn't ruin all the surprises for you. There's one big one, which is who the bowler hat guy is. Yeah, that's about it. Check out if you want. It's on Disney Plus, if you have the Disney Plus streaming service. If not, you can get it on iTunes for probably like $13 or something. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Short and sweet, I guess. Tune in next week when I believe I'm talking about, I think next week's Big Hero 6. I believe. It's either that or the week after. I can't remember. But anyways, so today we're talking about Meet the Robinsons, Disney animated movie, CG animated movie from 2007. And that's all for this week, everybody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And at the end of this, I always like to say, let's be awesome.